Cluj Future of Work is the urban innovative actions project of Cluj Napoca, focusing on how to tackle the vulnerability of the local economy towards emerging technologies through a series of actions, such as the promotion of smart specialization and the transition to work 4.0. The project is co-managed by the City of Cluj Napoca and the Cluj Cultural Center, and is contributing to the national and European reflection on how to reimagine work in cities. I am Simone D'Antonio, and with the third Zoom In, I'm guiding you through some of the most interesting aspects that are emerging from Cluj Future of Work. Fostering the creation of new products and services, showing how the future of creative work will look like in Cluj Napoca, is one of the main objectives of Culturepreneurs, a key element of the Cluj Future of Work project. This original acceleration program, combining modules on business essentials to thematic modules on topics as gamification or custom design, contributed to refine a series of business ideas that are offering a glimpse into the future of work in the creative sector. Five of these projects received a specific support for enhancing the commercialization of products and services at national and international level, attracting the attention of potential buyers and investors. In the third Zoom In of Cluj Future of Work, we are going to focus on some of the finalists of the Culturepreneurs program and how the training and education activities delivered in the framework of the Urban Innovative Actions project of Cluj Napoca are contributing to innovate sectors as arts and design, which are crucial for the local economy, but also for the future perspectives in terms of jobs and skills. Giving national and international visibility to the startups and products created by cultural entrepreneurs participating in the Culturepreneurs program was one of the main actions carried out by Cluj Future of Work. Their productions are the symbol of the vitality of the cultural and artistic sectors of the city, exploring interesting connections with design, fashion, and sustainability. We talk about it with Georgiana Cicel, co-founder of Zain, design festival organized in Cluj Napoca and delivery partner of Cluj Future of Work. Georgiana, can you tell us more about the process of selection of the finalists of Culturepreneurs?
Yes, so the finalists were selected from a total number of 69 participants in the program, which started in 2019. The program was highly impacted by the pandemic. So all the selection process had to change and switch to online. We started with interviews to select these 69 participants. We were part of it. We made a profile for the participant, and according to this, we perform these interviews to select the ones that were fit for the program. After this, they had another two milestones in the program. The first one was after the theoretical courses were done, and then the second one was after the second part of the project, which was, or the program, which was more of a practical part, and mentorship activities, lots of one-to-one sessions for them to take their projects further. In the last part, after all these selection steps were finished, we had a final one. We made creatives board. We selected six creatives of national importance. We had people from PR, from the design market, international specialists which are relevant in the international markets of their specific fields. And we had these presentations, after which they selected the five finalists.
Even though the whole process took place mostly in times of pandemic, the winning ideas had a relevant national and international promotion. How did you concretely support them?
Our plan was to make this marketing plan and this support we offer them as sustainable as possible. So the way we did this was making every plan tailored to every finalist's need. So we first started with some forms which they had to fill out and describe everything and provide us every resource they had. If they had a website, if they already had images, if they already had a branding, so that we could see what we were working with. We analyzed their resources and their business status, to say so. And after this, we started to develop and implement each plan. Basically, the points where we intervened were branding. For example, we saw if they we checked if they had a branding, if it was usable, if it had the right logo. If they didn't, we either started it from scratch or rebranded it. Then we started developing a website for each one of them. The website was to use as a portfolio as well as a web shop. So as part of a web shop, it had every module an e-commerce website needs, but it also included a sort of a portfolio of the brand or of the creator so that people could see who is behind it. We made photographic and video campaigns so that we had enough content to promote the brand and to show the story, but also the product. We developed social media pages for each of them. And then we had 3 months of social media promoting with posts, copywriting, ads, each tailored for the certain brand, the certain services they offered, and Google Ads if they were needed.
Having worked closely with these young entrepreneurs, can you tell us if there are some elements in common among the different projects? What contributed to make their projects original, excellent, and potentially replicable elsewhere?
Well, I think the main feature which made them so special and which convinced us to invest in them and choose them as finalists was the fact that they were each highly creative. Most of them have products which do not exist now on the market, and they could be needed and replicated in other parts. I will just give an example. Adrian Velle, he has his own fashion brand, which is with his own name. It's called Adrien Velle, but he also has a project which is part of the program, which is called Velements, and he uses every scrap from his fashion business so that he is basically waste-free. His business and his fashion endeavor is waste-free. And he also takes pre-loved clothes and he basically takes them apart and brings them all together in new clothes so they can be loved again, used again, and have a future. So this is not made in other places. And we really believe that these kind of initiatives have a future and can be appreciated in the international market.
All these winning ideas were also part of the Festival of Creativity, which took place in Cluj-Napoca at the end of September 2022. How these ideas were welcomed by the local public and what kind of new collaborations can be activated with other creative people in the city?
As you said, they were all part of an exhibition dedicated to them. We were pleased to see that most of the public came and said that they actually wanted to see the products physically, but they knew from our campaigns about them and they have seen them online. That was great, and we were really grateful to see that the community wanted to reach out, wanted to meet them, wanted them to see them further and actually purchase products from them because they believed in their story and their business. Also, which was very nice, is the fact that national initiatives such as platforms that promote local creatives and local design reached out to them. So their participation in design brought new collaboration and new possibilities to be seen and sold and purchased in other parts of the country.
According to your experience and to what you saw in the making of these ideas, what are the elements that define how future work will be in cultural and creative sector in Cluj-Napoca as in the rest of Europe?
Well, I think we all say this, we're all aware of it, but we should also embrace it more. The future of work is creative, and we should shift our interest more towards this field and these communities, promote them more, and support them more. And I think this is going to be not only in Cluj but everywhere, the communities that are gonna shift the future of work and bring out initiatives that really have a future.
Let's go through some of the most interesting project ideas selected as finalists of the Culturepreneurs program. Katrin El Sabachak is one of the finalists who received a specific support for the internationalization of her entrepreneurial project. Katrin El, can you tell us more about your story and how did you conceive this idea of working with lights and art?
Yes, hello. Basically, my main interest was developing installations which are immersive and sort of make you put you in a position of wonder. And I found that light is one of a medium which has a lot of impact in this field and sort of gets the message through and has the impact which I desired. And I started developing sort of an experimental approach and started using all these optical filters and incorporating pieces of materials, which, for example, sometimes are used in the scientific field. And through a lot of material exploration, which I find also quite fascinating, I developed some of my projects as well as some of my lamps.
Optical and light effects are at the core of the work of your multidisciplinary studio. Can you tell us more about the ideas that you accelerated with the Culturepreneurs program and why this program was so useful to you?
Yes, basically, when I started the project, I started actually with another concept because until you apply from applying till receiving the funds and the help, basically, there's quite a bit of time. So I changed my idea several times actually, and in the end, I developed Onda, which is a collection incorporating a very interesting material called the dichroic material, which basically, depending on the angle of view and on the light, it changes color. I used this initially in a large art installation, and after working with the material in that installation, I decided that it's actually a great material to incorporate also in objects. And so I developed this new collection during Culturepreneurs, which is called Onda, which comes from the idea of a wave. This is in Romanian, Onda means wave, so wave of light, basically. And the collection is basically thought to be designed on elements. So you have the element of light, which are the lamps. Then you have the element of fire, which are some really nice candle holders, and the element of air, which are like wind mobiles. But they all incorporate this material. So there's like a core material, let's say, experimented in different pieces.
What are the main lessons that you learned in the process? What are the notions in different fields that you acquired with the Culturepreneurs, which were important and useful for making a step forward in making your initial idea a concrete entrepreneurial project?
I think that one of them was about the teamwork and about sort of trying to get people together and on board with your idea, and also think about their needs and their concepts. So basically being more flexible, because sometimes when you're working as an artist and a designer, you know, you kind of fall in love with your own ideas and you're very attached to them, and it's hard sometimes to let new people in on board. And I think that this is was the main sort of lesson. And basically about community as well. I mean, we were working in these studios because I chose the product design module, and it was really interesting to see that actually even in my hometown there are a lot of interesting people and a lot of studios which I didn't really know about. So it was sort of about networking and expanding your network in this way.
Culturepreneurs and the activities of business acceleration and support gave you the opportunity, as you said, to deal also with other creative people in the city. What are the skills that artists and creative people like you need to have in the future, including Apoca, but also in the rest of Europe?
I think probably the most important one is grit. Just, you know, kind of always never giving up and sort of believing in your idea, because it's way more complicated and way more a longer process than people make it look. You know, when you see online, everything is like, oh, you know, just launch the product and straight away it's a success. And actually, there's a lot of times that you need to reorganize your ideas, change your plans, and be very flexible, and also have a lot of determination. I think this is one of the main, because basically, you know, being an artist, sometimes it's so romanticized, like, oh, you just do what you want all day and it's amazing. But actually, there's a lot of difficult things that you need to go through. I need to be very prepared for this.
You were also part of the Festival of Creativity, which took place in Cluj Napoca. What kind of reactions you saw from the people, from the visitors who saw your lamps, your creations, and what kind also of support in emotional terms this presentation, this on-site presentation gave to you?
I was very happy to see the impact the pieces had. I mean, I think that when I create them, I have this notion in mind that, you know, they kind of open this space for contemplation and for kind of, you know, having a moment of pause in all of this hectic contemporary lifestyle and just, you know, wondering and looking at a piece which is, let's say, beautiful and interesting. And I think that the reaction was actually what I desired. I was very happy to see that people were very interested in how, for example, there's one lamp which is, has like a holographic effect and there's like an optical illusion effect. And people were just like, oh, I can't believe it's actually an illusion here. Like I would have thought it's in another way. And they were kind of really questioning things, which got me really, for sure, very pleased. And I was happy to see also kids, you know, when they were looking and they were telling to each other, oh, have you seen this? This is actually not real here. It's like an illusion and how colors change. And it was quite engaging to see people for sure be involved in it, like a co-creation sort of process.
A music app for trainers, new font creators, sustainable garments, artistic lamps, and conventional chairs. All these ideas are the result of a creative process, supported not only by the training activities of Cluj Future of Work, but by the meeting among creative minds, who recognize themselves as a community of frontrunners who can anticipate the trends of the future. Making these trends part of the public conversation, but also important elements for stimulating the dialogue among universities, industries and local institutions, is the challenge successfully tackled by Cluj Future of Work. The finalists of Culturepreneurs are just a small part of a wider group of innovators and startuppers who are going to shape the future of jobs and skills at local, regional and national level in the next few years. It will be up to the local institutions and the cultural and creative clusters to keep nurturing the talents and make Cluj Napoca the perfect ground for testing new products and functions. The transfer of the Culturepreneurs program to the project partners is an important element for accelerating the potential of students and employees, with an eye on sustainable solutions and practices which were prevailing in most of the projects selected by Culturepreneurs. Anadora Lupo is among the five finalists of Culturepreneurs who received specific support for the internationalization of her business project. Anadora, how did you decide to start working with unconventional metal expressions as you define your work?
Well, I started as a kid. My grandparent helped me build this passion for the metal, and then I went to University of Arts and I graduated as a metal sculptor. And since then, I created my own metal studio and working just with metal. And I'm trying to spend more time with experiencing different types of metals like brass, bronze, copper, iron, and also techniques, ancient techniques, old, I mean, techniques, and new. So this working with the metal came as a natural interest and continuity with my interest in metal.
And why did you decide to participate in cultural matters, and how the knowledge that you acquired in the training activities was useful to consolidate your idea since the beginning?
Well, I graduated from school for quite a lot of years, let's say, and I felt like going back into a learning system is something that really suits me for that moment. And finding this program, it was like, I mean, like something very appealing, because they said, we will help you take your dream to a next level and help you create a path, let's say, to whatever project you want to do and take it to the next level. So I find it very attractive for me. This is why I managed to attend all this program, and it was very, very helpful. As they say from the beginning, it was very helpful because we had a lot of classes, and also I managed to fit it with my working schedule, and this was amazing. Also, it was in a period of in a pandemic period, so it came with satisfying the need of social interactions, activity, let's say, and the level of understanding new skills. I believe it was very is very, very important to help you take everything you dream, like objects or designs, to another level of development here.
Can you tell us more about the product that you developed? It looks something very useful for offices, but also for private houses.
Well, I started with the material. I loved very much this kind of perforated mesh, square mesh, because it helped me express myself. The rigorosity, let's say, of life. So the way these rectangles helped me create some sort of limits in which I can play in. Too. So I created these chairs, then tables, then little stools, then garden tables as a versatility, and also find out that these little squares come as a extension, let's say, of traditional art in which everything is drawn through points and lines. So I kind of borrowed those signs, or let's say symbols, and I put them into my chairs. So if you would like to represent something like send a message or an idea, you can express yourself by the use of these chairs, or with the full and let's say emptiness, and with the space between the lines, you can draw and express yourself the way you want.
The reuse of materials is a very important element of your creation. Circular economy and sustainability are very much connected to your project. Do you think that this element can be a relevant part of the future of creative work?
I think it's very important to choose the materials in which you want to work. If you can, whatever, if these materials are recyclable or not, you have to use them wisely. Fortunately, we have a material that is 100% recyclable metal, and also we used the smallest pieces, so we don't create waste. Our entire process is very carefully selected, and we take very much care of also the environment and the materials that we use, and other powder coating and everything that is involved in the making process. We try to take very much care of everything we do regarding the nature, because this is what we should do. Otherwise, what will happen?